Hey, and welcome to Epistle, a devotional podcast that goes through the New Testament one book at a time.
We are coming to the end of 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we are going to be starting at verse 16, and we're going to be reading not just to the end of the chapter, but to the end of the letter as well. So let's grab our Bibles and get into the text. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Everyone abandoned me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and gave me the strength so that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear. And he rescued me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila and to those living in the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick at Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so do Pundus, Linus, and Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. May the Lord be with your spirit, and may his grace be with all of you. Paul wraps up this letter to Timothy here and raises the question for us that he is able to present his case. At least that's how he makes it sound in these verses, that he was brought before some judge. Now, who is this final judge? There are a couple of options that we should consider. The first option is that this judge is Caesar, and that's rather an exciting perspective that he was able to exercise his right as a Roman citizen to present his case before Caesar. He was able to accomplish what he set out to do when he made that appeal before the courts all those years ago, that he was finally able to make his case before Emperor Nero. There is another option here as well, that this judge would be some other magistrate or official that was appointed. And, you know, whatever case that might be, Paul recognizes that he made this case by himself. No one was with him. And, you know, not even Luke here is what it sounds like. And even with abandonment, Paul stands strong, and he is able to make his case and defend the gospel and present and continue to proclaim to even those who are in that courtroom with him. And it reminds us here a little bit of what Jesus tells his disciples in Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, is that as you are brought before the authorities, before the magistrates, that God will allow you the words to say through the Holy Spirit. And Paul recognizes here that God is using his trial to allow more people to hear the gospel. And not only is God using this trial, but Paul recognizes that, you know what, humanly speaking, no one was with me, but I knew that God was with me. And even in the midst of that kind of trial, that is our encouragement as well, is God is always with us. Whether or not we are abandoned by other people, God still remains with us. And Paul acknowledges here that he was delivered from every evil attack. And when you consider deliverance, there's kind of a couple of options that you would hope for. The first option is that Paul would be released from prison and that he would be able to go about the other missionary journeys that he would want to have, that he would be able to go and speak to more people and proclaim the gospel there, and everyone lives happily ever after in the end. But the reality here is that Paul recognizes deliverance is going to come to him, and he recognizes that that deliverance is going to be through his death. I think that's the way that he is sounding here as he wraps up this letter to Timothy, is that he is urging him to come as quickly as he can because his deliverance is going to come, not to continued life here on earth, but that he would be delivered to fellowship finally and ultimately with Jesus. And that deliverance looks different than we might think, and kind of brings back the question here of who the final judge is. It's not Caesar, it's not some other magistrate or official, but ultimately and finally, Paul and all of us here, Christian or not, will stand before the judge, the final and ultimate judge, and we will have to give an account for our actions, the things that we've done, the things that we have left undone, and Jesus is the one who will judge us. And in faith, Paul declares that he looks forward to being with Jesus because of the hope that he has in the gospel. And here he enters into the farewells, and kind of humorously, we recognize that he's been talking to Timothy about all of these different things about, hey, grab my coat, grab all of these other things when you come. But there's still a recognition of others in Ephesus, right? You have Priscilla and Aquila that have been with us since Acts 18 and 19. You see them in Romans 16 as well. Onesiphorus, we see him at the end of 2 Timothy 1. You see Erastus and Trophimus, other helpers in other places, and Eubulus, Pundus, Linus, and Claudia, and all others from Rome that Paul sends these kind of greetings. And again, this classic Paul, everybody on my side of the letter says hi, greet other people on your side of the letter. And it brings us to the end of 2 Timothy. And as we come to the end of today's episode and the kind of the end of this season, we're going to take some time next episode to do a little bit of debrief to talk about major themes. But for us, just take some time here and consider what have been some of your larger takeaways as we've gone through and studied 2 Timothy.
Thanks for listening to Epistle. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram page at @e_pistle. You can find all of the episodes for this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.